be president of the State Board of Education Standards, and I think you remember 3 years ago, we passed some new social studies things that started to educate our children on the basic principles of Americanism and the history and our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. But when we looked at that, you know, we found that America wasn't perfect. God ordained it, but human beings wrote many of these things, and it wasn't scripture, and so it wasn't perfect. And so we had things like absolutism, the scourge of slavery. You know, it took 100 years in a war to end slavery, and then it took another 100 years to really start to give rights to that. And so I think the incrementalism that Dale Barcher mentioned is so important in this. I've been involved in Decline to Sign and No on G and the Don't G for South Dakota. And we know that if something like this would have been in the opposition, Dirk Weilerman group would have been able to show ads with young girls being handcuffed and sentenced to life imprisonment by a judge, we know they would have done that. And we know we would have lost. And then it would have been in the Constitution and it would have gone forever. So maybe we need to be like our founding fathers. They compromised on a very big scourge too, slavery. And I think that that's the issue that we really need to do here. I would say too, we're making progress. Our Attorney General argued just recently, very revealing, well, and I think we're gonna win the case on the mail-in abortion bills. We also just adopted the Board of Education Standards, approved in response to 1313, Tony Kaiser bill, to now our school children are going to see, they have to, starting next school year, see the development in tapes. And so they're going to start to be educated. All this malarkey of the last 50 years, but it's going to take some time. So please vote no.